name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. So, my beloved, as these days we are celebrating the Feast of the Holy Cross for 3 days, started yesterday. And we know definitely that the cross is a symbol of victory. And here we have an paradox, and Orthodoxy is about paradox, that that through suffering and death comes life. So we cannot achieve the resurrection without the crucifixion. So it is important in our spiritual life, while we are still in the flesh, to understand this important fact that through suffering and death comes life and eternal life. We can recall together the famous verse that the Lord Jesus Christ said in Matthew 16:24. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." And while definitely we are remembering this verse, we can see this practically in the life of Tante Madeleine, without saying. So I think here in this the message that Tante Madeleine can give us tonight, these three important words. So deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow me. And understanding that denying ourselves is not something in this society is promoted. On the contrary, it is all about myself. What am I going to, and then points, to do, to eat, to wear, to go, to drive, whatever things. So the eye is the focus of myself, and all the things around me, it's focusing on increasing this need in order to promote products, in order to promote commodities, and so on. But our Lord Jesus Christ is telling us today and this night that I need to deny myself. I need, instead of thinking of myself, I will put the Lord Jesus Christ in the center of my life, and accordingly I will think about everyone else than myself. I don't ever think that I heard from Tante Madeleine anything about herself, but it is always about others, about serving others, about helping others, about thinking about the needs of the others. So this is how I can deny myself. And this is the first step. The first ever step I need to think about is denying myself. Whenever I think of myself and my needs, so I'm still far from the first step that the Lord Jesus Christ commanded me to do. So it is important to think, whatever things I'm doing, why I'm doing this, why I'm serving, why I'm helping, why I'm a good father, good mother, good whatever things, I need to think about denying myself. The second, the pick up my cross. And we understand that suffering is important in our life. We will not deny this. We will not promote Christ only as the resurrected God. But we have also to understand the cross and the meaning of the cross and necessity to have this pain in our life. And again, talking about picking up my cross, I can have a different things that I can think about, how I can pick up my cross of whatever sin I have, whatever lust I'm suffering from, whatever thoughts I'm having, and all the things I can and I should carry on my cross and say, no, I will carry this cross. And I will endure any pain accordingly. Is it persecution? Is it illness? Is it bad treatment from others? And we have a big list. And each one of us has his own examples of the cross. And we have also an example here how she wonderfully carried and picked up her cross without a single day hearing any complaint whatsoever. It's not easy. Sometimes the pain is hard. Sometimes whatever the pain is, physical, is it's emotional, whatever, it is hard, and we suffer from this pain. But again, we have the saints. We have the saints among us who are living and who lived, and we know how they can endure pain and how at the end of the day they can thank God for everything concerning everything and everything. Denying myself, picking up my cross, and why picking up my cross? There is a known term is theodicy. Theodicy is about justice. Theodicy is questioned since the beginning of humanity about justice, and simply I will ask myself why my brother has this and I don't have. So the question of justice, and the humanity were thinking a lot about the Odyssey, about the justice, about the good and evil. And simply, I know deep in my side that I know exactly what is the meaning of the suffering. I know exactly what is the meaning of Friday because I'm looking for Sunday. I'm looking for resurrection. So it's a different approach and different meaning that I need to understand whenever I think about the justice, about the good and the evil. Finally, my beloved, following our Lord Jesus Christ. I recall one of the writers, he was Canadian, he said, the point of a journey is not to return. So the point of a journey is not to return. So if I'm looking forward to my Lord Jesus Christ, I'm denying myself, carrying my cross, and looking forward to Him, so no return. Even if I fall, even whatever troubles I have in my life, I will always stand up. I will always continue in my path till the end, till we are honored and glorified, till we reach our destination. Conclude with what Saint Isaac the Syrian wrote about the cross. The cross is the door of mysteries. Through this door, the intellect makes entrance into the knowledge of heavenly mysteries. So truly, my beloved, the cross is essential in our life, and it's a very blessed and good example nowadays while we are celebrating the Feast of the Cross, that we have this blessed memory of Tante Madeleine, and putting this practical life in front of us. And these things God is sending to us to comfort us, to strengthen us, and to help us in our path. Glory be to God forever. Amen.